Accession number 4510, reel number 3.
Colonel Grove, reel 3. On the night squads, how did the British soldier perform with what was really a kind of guerrilla or counter-guerrilla warfare?
Oh, very well, awfully well. And when we had some of the Jews with us, they also got on very well with them too. They all considered they were part of the same squad, sort of thing, and they were excellent. And I don't suppose the few I had were any better than any others, but they acted immediately. You told them to do anything, they did it at the double, you know, and were awfully good, very good.
What about moving quietly?
Jolly good, very good. Mind you, it wasn't very difficult because, except for the chap that used to carry the Lewis gun, that was a bit of a load, and he used to have a bit of a job scrambling over the rocks. But the rest of them were very good indeed, awfully good.
Did you ever have occasion to use the Lewis gun?
Oh, yes, rather. Every time we had an ambush, he came into action full blast. And if we had a battle and we were sure we were on our own, in other words, that everybody in front, we weren't all mixed up, that's a thing that always scared me in the dark. So much so that the same chap, I thought it would be a good idea, as it was the heaviest load, that they should take it in turns with the Lewis gun, but my lance corporal was so keen on his Matilda, as he used to call it, that he refused to let anybody else have it, and he carried it the whole way, all through the time I was with them.
You said that these three night squads were formed.
Mm.
How were they distributed geographically?
Oh, well, that was entirely up to Wingate. First of all, we were distributed roughly along the frontier. I was at a place called Hanuta, Hanuta, almost on the frontier and almost in the sea, right on the top left-hand corner of Palestine. Breeden and Wingate were at a place called Ein Harod, which was further along the frontier and a bit further inland. And King Clark was, can't quite remember where he was. But then we all switched round quite a bit when we ceased to be purely on the pipeline. And I went to a place called I can't remember what that
Tel Amal.
Tel Amal, that's right, which was in the Jordan Valley, more or less, and was there for some time. And then I ended up at another settlement almost next door to Ein Harod called Geva. And Breeden did a spell right up at the top at a place called Matulla. But again, I don't know where Rex King Clark was.
Why were you moved from the pipeline after a period?
Well, I think Wingate got so much hot information that he thought we would be better placed there to act on his information. Whether Brigadier Evetts knew about this or not, I don't know.
What did you think of Wingate?
I thought he was slightly mad, but a complete military genius. and as brave as a lion. I mean, none of us had been in action before. And the first one I went into, I told you about this village up at the top. There was bullets going all over the place, and Wingate was walking along saying, "No, you point that way and you point that way," and just as if we were on a OTC field day or something. He took no notice of the bullets whatsoever at all. No, he was, I wouldn't say he was a likeable man. I didn't like him very much, but by God, he was efficient. I admired him enormously.
Why was he not likeable?
I don't know. He was dirty to start with. I don't think he ever washed or anything. Scruffy. Well, he was also absolutely unusual. Now, he was married and his wife was in Jerusalem. But I don't think he went near her for all the whole time we were with him. He was just dedicated to this job and was going to prove that it was the best idea anyone had ever had for years. And it was, I think. Yes, I think it was. Extraordinary man.
Is that why you say he was a bit mad?
No, he was mad in all sorts of ways. I mean, I went to a cocktail party on board a ship once when I was away, and he'd been asked, I think. Anyway, he arrived, filthy as usual, with a sack of grenades over his shoulder. Well, you can't say that's usual. Everybody sort of said, "Good God." And then the buzz went round, "Oh, you must know, that's Wingate." And, "Oh, is it, sort of thing. You know, in that case, it's all right, I suppose."
Did you feel that he was trying to cut a figure?
Oh, no. No, I don't think he was, no. I think he was just dedicated, absolutely. And, of course, behind it all was that he was sort of self-induced Zionist, or whatever you call it. I don't think he was a Jew, but he was absolutely flat out to do everything he possibly could for the Jews. What would have happened after the war was over if he'd gone back to Palestine? God alone knows. I shudder to think of that too.
Do you think it would have still kept his Jewish sympathies?
Oh, Lord, yes, he would have been the commander-in-chief, without any doubt, I think, of the Jewish army. He was also a tremendous disciplinarian. He used to get hopping mad if people didn't do exactly what he said. Not that I minded, but some of the Jews used to get pretty short thrift from him sometimes.
You gave the impression earlier that you thought that the people you were fighting against were outsiders. You talked about them coming through the Tagut Wall.
Yeah.
Do you feel that they were all outsiders, or were there local people amongst them?
Oh, undoubtedly there were local people, but I think a lot of them were outsiders. Came from Syria, I think, mostly.
So how effective do you think the Tagut Wall was?
Well, don't quite know how to say this. 40-50% effective, because if it hadn't been there, there would be nothing at all to stop anybody coming in or going out as they wanted. So it must have been fairly effective. It had to get somebody reasonably sensible and in command of a reasonable sized party in order to get through it sort of thing. So it must have been effective there, a deterrent anyway. But certainly not 100% effective.
Did the night squads observe the Taggart Wall? Or did they cross it as well?
I can only remember once crossing it, which was in this village that we told you of, that had only just raided the settlement I was in, and some bright spark had spotted them heading for that village, so we headed for it too.
So how did you get through it?
Well, now it's an interesting point you should have said that, because I don't think you can have been there then. We certainly didn't go through it. I don't think it can have been there. It can't have reached the end. We were only a mile or two away from the sea, you see. Perhaps it never did reach the end. I don't know. But I know we were in Syria. Because the map said so.
But the frontier itself, other than the construction of the Taggart Wall, was not marked then?
I think it was, well, on the map, but not otherwise, no.
Not on the ground?
No. And in fact, now, really, if you think of it, apart from the Berlin Wall, now there's any other frontier, is it? Except where the road crosses.
How did you come to leave the night squads?
I think I left them because I was going home on leave. I think that was why. I came up for UK leave, and yes, I think that was it. And my battalion was also going to go to Malta, you see, so they were leaving as well. So I left the night squads, went on leave, and rejoined in Malta.
About what time would this have been? What date?
I think I got home for Christmas, something like that. Christmas 38. I think that's right.
Why did the RWK spend such a short time in Palestine?
I think it was like Northern Ireland is now, and battalions went there for a year, or just over a year. I know, yes, I think that was it.
What do you think was achieved by the presence of British troops in Palestine at that time?
Oh, I think there's every possibility that really serious trouble would have happened in Palestine. And the Arabs could easily have got the upper hand at that time. Because, I mean, you weigh it up, and Israel, as it now is absolutely surrounded by Arabs, and if there weren't any British troops there, they could have walked in from all over the place. No, I think the fact that there were British troops there saved a situation that might have developed considerably and got much, much worse.
When you left Palestine, were you glad to leave or sorry?
I think rather glad in a way. I was getting a bit foot weary by then. We walked an awful long way in Palestine.